It's 8:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Environmental groups are asking a judge to overturn the sale of drilling rights on public land in Colorado and Utah, saying the Trump administration didn't consider the potential threat to public health and the environment. A lawsuit filed yesterday says the Bureau of Land Management sold oil and gas leases without properly reviewing how much air pollution the drilling would cause. The agency declined to comment. 21st Street in Colorado Springs is expected to reopen this evening after extensive repairs. The project that began in April included water main replacement and drainage improvements, as well as resurfacing and sidewalk installation. Recent grants from the National Park Service aim to preserve, restore, and increase education about Japanese American internment camps that were operational after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Many of those camps were in the Mountain West, and one of the sites is the Grenada Relocation Center in southeast Colorado. Researchers from the University of Colorado Denver will use the grant to create a 3D model of the site from digital scans. Mike Nolte is with the university and says that data will provide an accurate depiction of the relocation center as it appears today.
So if at some point the National Park Service or someone else wanted to do some reconstruction, this would create a really strong foundation to do that work.
At its peak, more than 7,000 people were held at the site, also known as Camp Amachi. Although many of the original structures are gone, a cemetery, the foundation of a high school, and a baseball field remain. This is 91.5 KRCC News.